Virginians troll Kamala Harris at Terry McAuliffe event with Let's Go Brandon chants outside. By Ashley Oliver on October 21, 2021. Dumfries, Virginia, the Let's Go Brandon movement continued Thursday evening, making an appearance outside former Governor Terry McAuliffe's D. campaign rally with Vice President Kamala Harris. Several Virginia residents made a trip to Dumfries to chant outside the event for McAuliffe, who is running for governor again and bringing out big-name surrogates to boost his campaign like Harris, former President Barack Obama, President Joe Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, and Democrat activist Stacey Abrams in the final two-week stretch of the race. The anti-Biden administration slogan the visitors were chanting Thursday night originated at a NASCAR race at Talladega Superspeedway earlier this month, when an NBC reporter, in an apparent attempt to cover up unmistakable chants of fuck Joe Biden, said that the crowd was yelling Let's Go Brandon as she interviewed race winner Brandon Brown. One of those participating in the chanting outside the McAuliffe rally was Lilith Venetian, who spoke out this summer as a teacher in Fairfax County against race-based teachings in school that align with critical race theory, CRT, as reported by Fox News. Others present said they were nearby Virginia residents. In addition to chants of Let's Go Brandon, the McAuliffe opponents held signs that said end mandates, finish the wall, and everything woke turns to shit. In addition to outside McAuliffe's rally, chants of either Let's Go Brandon or the more adult version, fuck Joe Biden, have cropped up across the country at college football games, Major League Baseball games, concerts, and in a viral rap song. Breitbart News recently interviewed Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., who said of the anti-Biden chant that people are angry, adding that people who come to these stadiums, who want to gather and celebrate a great American tradition like college football, and you have Joe Biden trying to shut things down and shut people out. It's just ludicrous the policies that Joe Biden is advancing. McAuliffe, who, according to polls, is in a dead heat with his Republican opponent, Glenn Youngkin, admitted this month during a virtual event with state Democrats that Biden being unpopular in Virginia was causing his campaign headwinds. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.